From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It could end up being a white Christmas for parts of the Southeast today. Parts of Tennessee, Georgia, and the Carolinas are getting hit by a storm that moved through the Midwest yesterday. The National Weather Service's Robert Garcia says cities like Atlanta haven't seen measurable snowfall on Christmas Day in years.
The last time we saw a trace of snow in Atlanta was in 1993, but we haven't had any measurable snow since the early 1880s.
Delta Airlines has already canceled 500 flights nationwide due to the weather, including 300 from its Atlanta hub. The storm is expected to move northeast tomorrow to the mid-Atlantic states and New England. Air traffic is improving at the main airport in Paris, where flights have been canceled because of snow and shortages of de-icing fluid. Sunny skies and two shipments of de-icing fluid from the United States are helping Charles de Gaulle Airport get back to normal today. Troops in Afghanistan are celebrating the holiday away from family and loved ones. There were Christmas Eve services at a number of military bases, though no big parties planned. In Kabul, Captain Reagan Norgaard says it's not easy being away during any holiday, and he says there are things he's missing.
The food and the drinks and the friends and family is what I would like to be around next year. And just to, you know, be with my family and spend quality time together, stuff that I'm kind of missing this year.
International troops in Kabul sang Christmas carols and had a special meal. French soldiers attended a Roman Catholic service in Kabul and set up a nativity scene outside their chapel. A San Francisco Bay Area organization that raises charity dollars through social networking has released a study confirming the last 2 months of the year are also the biggest months for giving. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Causes.com uses Twitter and Facebook as an online vehicle for charitable giving. It commissioned Harris Interactive to poll over 2,000 adults around the country to see where and how they give. The findings? Charitable donations increased 42% during November and December, more than any other time of the year. 34% of Americans are more likely to make a donation to a charity around the holidays. The Harris survey also noted that the top reason for making a charitable donation is because the donor knows or is related to someone who is raising money for a specific cause. Those causes range from natural disasters and emergencies to the wish to commemorate a special occasion. Only 10% told surveyors they contributed for the tax write-off. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command has been tracking and offering updates on the whereabouts of Santa Claus. Admiral James Winnefeld says the tradition began in 1955 when a department store hotline for kids to ask about Santa rang through to a military facility.
A guy named Colonel George Shoup answered the phone when a child made a wrong number call, and he turned around and looked at his guys and said, "Well, where's Santa?" They looked on the radar and they, of course, found Santa, and he related to the child, and the rest is history. We've been doing this for 55 years.
This is NPR. Pope Benedict is calling for peace in the Middle East in his Christmas Day message today. He also urged Catholics in Iraq and China to resist persecution. The Pope spoke from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. Thousands braved chilly temperatures and drizzle to hear him. He delivered the speech amid heightened security in Rome. Anarchists are being blamed for two package bombs that exploded this week at the Swiss and Chilean embassies in Rome. In Iraq today, hundreds of Christians gathered at a church in Baghdad where militants took more than 120 people hostage back in October. The standoff ended with at least 52 dead. Federal firearms regulators have asked the White House to approve an emergency measure that requires gun dealers along the Mexican border to begin reporting multiple rifle sales. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has grown alarmed at how Mexican drug cartels have been buying high-powered rifles from U.S. gun dealers in border states. Currently, there's no reporting requirement for multiple rifle sales, which makes it difficult for authorities to trace rifles used in crimes. So the ATF has asked the White House Budget Office to begin requiring gun dealers in the Southwest to report the sales of two or more rifles to the same customer within a five-day period. The measure, which would last 6 months, touched off a furious response by the powerful National Rifle Association. The NRA claims the government is trampling on the Second Amendment for political reasons. Mexico has been pleading with the United States to do more to curb the flow of firearms into the hands of Mexican gangsters. The Office of Budget Management has until January 5th to respond. John Burnett, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for